Hello and welcome to Finch Shorts Daily. In today's episode, we explain the RBI's latest directive on trading currency derivatives on the exchanges. Before we start today's episode, here's a quick side note from Team Ditto. If you're a person who's great at communicating and are enthusiastic to join our team, Ditto is looking to recruit new insurance advisors. You don't even need to know about insurance. We would train you from scratch and you can enjoy working remotely with a great team. If you are interested or know someone who is, please click the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. The RBI just killed India's $5 billion a day currency derivatives market. Okay, killed might be a bit of an exaggeration, but hear us out. Let's start with some context on what currency derivatives are. Let's say you're a US-based business person with interests in India. You deal with the rupee and repatriate your earnings back to your home base. But you fear that the currency will drop in value. You worry that you will have to convert more rupees to get $1 in the future. And you want to hedge that risk. So, you find a counterparty. You say, the current rate is 83 rupees to the dollar. And at the end of the month, if the spot or daily market reveals that it has fallen to 85 rupees, it won't matter. I'll pay you only 83 rupees and you give me the $1. You've just shaken hands on a forward contract that you have customized to meet your requirements. But this is just a handshake. It isn't a regulated contract. For that, you have the futures market. Now, this is pretty much the same as a forward contract we just spoke about. The difference is that it is traded on the exchange in India. That means they aren't custom contracts. They're standardized deals. So they operate on some predetermined parameters, such as which currency pairs can be traded, the minimum value of a trade, in what multiples of value a trade can be placed, even the payment of margin that's to be deposited upfront to reduce risk. And these contracts are called currency derivatives. Now the thing is, most of the volume in the futures market is driven by people who simply want to take bets and speculate. 70% of it. These folks don't have a foreign currency liability they're trying to hedge. They're not importers or exporters that need the US dollar or the euro to run their business. Rather, they're just trying to dabble in these currency derivatives as a way to make some extra money. And right now, the RBI doesn't seem to be a big fan of these speculators. From today, the 5th of April, the banking regulator wants people to sign a declaration that they have real exposure to the currency to confirm the trade is linked to a genuine transaction in foreign currency and that it's not a speculative trade. And that's a body blow to over 70% of the activity in the current derivatives market. But why on earth is the RBI introducing this harsh measure, you ask? So no one knows for sure why the RBI suddenly woke up this year. But some theories are floating around. And one of them has to do with managing the volatility or the ups and downs of the rupee. See, the Indian rupee isn't completely free. The RBI keeps it on a loose leash. For instance, if it sees the currency losing value too quickly, it will jump in and try to arrest the fall. It will buy rupees and sell dollars using its forex reserves. So there's some bit of currency management that happens. Now the problem that the RBI often faces is that if people think that the rupee is heading down, they will begin speculating. They will use the currency derivatives market and bet that the rupee will fall from 83 rupees to 85 rupees. Now, if more people place similar bets, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Everyone starts to believe it's true, and that might feed into prices in reality. The rupee could fall further because of these speculators, and that will put more pressure on the RBI to support the rupee. Or it can happen in reverse too. If there is a lot of foreign interest in the country, then it could lead to demand for the rupee. Naturally, that would mean our currency gets stronger, and theoretically, a strong rupee could hurt our exports and trade. Again, the RBI will need to step in and manage the rupee then. So, there's a theory that the RBI might be trying to keep the rupee more in control from now, but we don't know if that's the case for sure. But the big question is, how will this impact the market? Well, we don't know quite yet. Some analysts believe it will kill the market because there are no speculators and only hedgers. The number of people in the market will drop and fewer participants mean that the price discovery for currency futures and options will be hurt too. Maybe that will hurt small companies that genuinely need to hedge their rupee dollar or rupee euro exposure as well. And others are worried that such arbitrary rules don't do the regulator and the country any favors, that people might consider us as a nanny with too much interference. That's not a good look, is it?
Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShorts Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.